got to stand up strong. Take the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I put lotion on my hand because my hands were really ashy. It's cold in L.A. right now. And in the morning, my hands are like really ashy, like dry, ashy, ashy. And you can tell that they're ashy. And so excuse me for putting lotion on my hand. But that's what's going on. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE. And James said he never knew what ashy was until he started working at bar. He never even heard of ashy. He knew about dry skin because sometimes his hands get dry, but he never heard of ashy. So I guess with the black people, it's ashy. And with the white people, it's just dry skin. What the? My biblical question for this week. Why do you pay attention to others? I mean to yourself. Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you, if you're busy running around, whatever you're doing, praising the Lord this morning. You know what I do? Sometimes people praise the Lord in the morning. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show. As you're praising the Lord, by calling the listen line at 60 on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
Amen. That's why. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Thursday. Another amazing thing. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, though we take all calls, every Thursday is dedicated to dealing with Bible Thumpers. And so every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
The Pope is king.
Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I want to read this for you because it is Bible Thumper Thursday, talking about anger and dropping your anger. And I've been telling you for 35 years now, almost 34 years, and going to be 35 in February, but the Lord is willing and the creed all right. I have been telling you to drop your anger. Anger is not of God. Anger is of your God, Satan. And anyone that has anger is evil, pure evil. Nothing good about you. Because you have the nature of the evil, of Satan. But you want to push anger as good anyway. You want to say that anger is good. But if you notice, anger doesn't work. It divides families. It husband and wife turn on each other. Friendships turn on each other. Church members turn on each other. You turn on the preacher. The government turn on each other and the citizen. I mean, it doesn't work, but yet you're so blind, you think it's still good. Oh, I need anger to protect myself. Anger doesn't protect you. There's no love in anger. And if you don't have any love, how can you be protected by anger? But hold on to your anger, or you can drop it. It's up to you. You can drop it, or you can keep it. Here's something to remind you of anger. This is from Ephesians 4:31-32. It's out of the Bible. This says that NJB Bible, New Jews Bible. What? Oh, New Jerusalem Bible, New Jews Bible. Any bitterness or bad temper or anger or shouting or abuse must be far removed from you. Any bitterness or bad temper or anger or shouting or abuse must be far removed from you. As must every kind of malice. Be generous to one another, sympathetic, forgiving each other as readily as God forgive you in Christ. Be generous to one another, sympathetic, forgiving each other as readily as God forgave you in Christ. Now, in that verse alone, why are you convinced that anger is good? Anger is natural. What was that one about?
I'm talking to James there, sir.
Oh, okay.
You can continue.
Distraction. So in the word it says to drop anger. But you hold on to it and you don't even see what it's doing to your children. Look how anger destroys your own children. Because anyone that has anger has no patience. Zero. But yeah, you want to hold on to anger. You've been deceived by your God, Satan. I want to show you one quick example. Then I see your calls. I get to your calls of what anger can do. This is just one example. Because anger destroys children. Anger, it makes you insane.
It makes you psychologically insane. It causes you to make all the wrong decisions, all wrong decisions. You can't make, an angry person cannot make a right decision, period. An angry person have no right ideas or plans. But you want to hold on to your anger. If I have a thought for Thursday, let me give you an example of what one example of what anger can do. And I just want to encourage all men and women to drop your anger, but do what you want. KTLA 5, a man is dead and another is in the hospital after a physical altercation escalated into a shooting inside of a Ralph grocery store in Los Angeles. Watch this.
This is the location here, Canyon Plaza, right off of Laurel Canyon Boulevard here in Sun Valley. The store actually reopened just a few minutes ago after this investigation. Police telling us one person has died, at least another injured. The shooter now in custody. Let's get you over to some pictures shot overnight as this was all unfolding here. Authorities say it was shortly after 11:30 p.m. when a group of men were inside the grocery store and followed by another group who attacked them with pipes. Now, during that altercation between the two groups, one of the victims pulled out a gun, firing several times and striking two people, including a person he was with. That person was struck in the leg and is now hospitalized, but is expected to be okay. The other person who was shot was a suspect. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Police say he is in his 20s. The shooting, of course, sparking chaos among employees and shoppers inside the grocery store.
No, but you want to hold on to anger. Anger will deceive you. It does. There's nothing good in anger because it's of your father, the devil. It's his nature. And anyone who has anger is operated from the nature of evil. That's why God said, Christ said, trust no angry person. Do not trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer, spiritually and physically. A murderer. But you, your church have taught you anger is fine. Your schools, your daddy, your mama, and you, and Satan have taught you anger is good. And because you, and you say, well, everybody angry, Jesse. Yeah, everybody's angry because everybody needs to return to the Father. And those who have are not angry anymore, any longer. But do what you want. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Is it Gail? Out of Pennsylvania. Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Gail.
Okay. You made the statement that because Eve believed the serpent and she took on that spirit of evil, so that's why women are evil?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my understanding is that when God created Eve, he went in and took a rib out of Adam and created Eve. Now, Eve was the weaker vessel, okay? And because she was the weaker vessel, Adam should have shielded her from the serpent, but he didn't do that. So that's why the serpent was able to come in and convince her to disobey the word of God and do what she did. And that Adam should have taken responsibility for that. But no, he told God, the woman that you gave me the apple to eat. But had he been with her, she should have, would probably not have believed the serpent.
And where did you get that idea from?
I got that idea from the fact that she was left alone in the garden. They gave the serpent the opportunity to come and talk to her because she was the weaker vessel.
So
she did not have the authority that God gave Adam, okay?
So you just made that up yourself?
No, I didn't.
That's not in the Bible. Where you get all that from is not in the Bible. How did you? Why did you make up all that? Adam should have protected Eve, and Adam should have done this. Why did you make that up? It's not in the Bible. Why did you make up all those?
Where was Adam? Okay.
Answer this first. Why did you make up all those excuses in your own head?
Because that's the way I see it.
But it's not in the Bible. It's not. God didn't say that. Why did you say it?
It's not. Per se, it's just that. Where was Adam? Okay.
No, you didn't tell me yet.
When the serpent was talking to Eve. Where was Adam?
She was at Ralph getting some groceries, and so Adam was at the office.
You're so hilarious, Jesse. Love you.
But tell me,
you sometimes, and I'm like, this man is just off his rocker. He don't care.
And so, but tell me why you made up all that those things to excuse Eve for what she's done. What made you make up all that? But if Adam had been there, Eve is a weaker vessel. Adam should have shielded her and all that. It's not in the Bible. God didn't say it. Christ didn't say it. Why did you make up all that?
Because God gave Adam the authority. So
Adam was in charge
of all of everything. He named the animals, you know, and God created the landscaper of the earth.
Right.
God created all of that.
Right.
And then he created Adam, and he gave Adam charge over everything.
Right.
Okay?
But he didn't say that he needed to follow Eve around so that Eve would not listen to the serpent. He only yelled at Eve. I mean, he only yelled at Adam for listening to the woman. He didn't say, Adam, you're to blame for what the woman did. He said, Adam, you're going to suffer because you listened to the woman. So if God had meant for Adam to protect Eve like that, he would have said, why did you protect Eve from Satan? Adam, but he never said that. Why are you saying it when God never said it?
Because that's the way I see it. Because Adam had more knowledge. He had more knowledge than what Eve had because Eve came out of him. Eve was his rib. She came out of him.
And so Eve suffered as a result of not listening to the man. But listen to evil, Satan, and Adam suffer as a result of not listening to the father, but listen to the woman. But you're blaming Adam for what Eve did. And do you realize you're making that up in your mind? You're listening to evil, and evil's giving you excuses? You're making all that up. It's not even the Bible, but you're making it up in your own head because you listen to your imagination. Do you realize that?
Well, I understand how you feel about that, Jesse.
What am I saying? What do you understand about what I just said?
I understand that you're saying that I'm making this stuff up in my mind that it's not real.
Right.
It's just my imagination.
Running away with you.
All right.
Do you see that? You made up, and you probably heard it from some dumb preacher, and you're just going along with it, which is nowhere in the Bible. And all the preacher's weak because he needs the money from the woman, so he's giving the woman an excuse.
So you're saying the preacher needs the money from the woman, that's why he's saying that.
Yeah, because nowhere in the Bible. God never blamed Adam for what Eve did at all, period. He blamed Eve for what Eve did, listen to the serpent, and he blamed Adam for what Adam did, listen to the woman.
Yeah, well, that to me, that's responsibility that God, because Adam listened to her.
Right. That's why men are suffering. The woman is the man God because Adam listened to the woman, and then every time the man listened to the woman, even his mama, he suffered. And every time the woman listened to the serpent, she suffered. Do you see that?
Yeah, I hear you, Jesse. I understand what you're saying.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
And so
I understand your point of view.
And it makes sense?
Yeah.
And so stop falling for that lie where Eve was the weaker vessel and Adam should have been protecting Eve. Adam couldn't go to the store. He had to go to work. Huh. Eve was responsible for her own actions. That's why the women suffer today, because they won't repent. They won't admit that they're evil. And so they're suffering in their hell because they want to blame everybody else but themselves.
You say women are evil, but what do you mean by evil? What just because a woman, we think a certain way, that makes us evil?
No, because you have the nature of Satan. The woman's nature is that of evil because that's the nature of Satan, and she has Satan's nature, and so she can't help herself. She needs to be born again of the Father so she can have a brand new nature. He would get rid of the Satan nature, but the woman won't admit she's evil.
How can she admit she's evil when she don't understand what you mean by her being evil? What is she doing?
She's operating. Okay. I'm sorry?
What is she doing?
She's operating from the nature of evil. She has no love, and she lie and pretend that she does, and she will not admit that she's evil. She blaming on the fathers. She blaming on the children. She blaming on society. And she would never say, well, you know what? I'm evil. So that when she confessed that, then she shall be born again. That nature will be taken away from her and replaced with the nature of the Father.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, that makes sense, Jesse. I understand.
So isn't it amazing that this preacher, whomever you listen to, have made up excuses for the woman and blaming Adam for what Eve did? Isn't that, like, amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
So will you stop listening to that lie?
I haven't listened to preachers since, I know you don't have a lot of time with me. I stopped listening to preachers some time ago. And
good.
I have a relationship with the Father.
Well, listen to your heart.
And the Holy Spirit. Huh?
Listen to your heart. And so do you really see now that Adam had nothing to do with what Eve did and that you have been lied to?
Yes, I can see that.
Well, it's God, not Jesse. It's God who is allowing you to see that. Nowhere in the Bible where God blamed Adam for what Eve did. Not at all. He said, you know what? You listened to that woman who listened to the serpent, and now you're subject to the woman. And Jesus went, what the? When God said that.
Yeah. Okay.
Amazing, huh?
It is. It truly is.
So watch those thoughts. They're lying to you. And be careful how you listen to these preachers. They look, they all dressed up on the outside, but inwardly, they're evil. They're dirty. They're not even dealing with the inside. Most preachers don't even know that the kingdom of heaven is within. They have no clue. They're looking on the outside.
Okay.
Amazing.
right, then.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Isn't that amazing? I hear that from a lot of women, too, especially Christian women. Well, if Adam had done his job, if he had protected Eve from Satan, she wouldn't have done that. God didn't say that. He blamed Eve for listening to the serpent. Adam, like, Eve, what have you done? Eve was like, what the? But these women, because they want to not take responsibility, they blame Adam. God only punished Adam for listening to the woman and punished Eve for listening to the serpent. Amazing, huh? Drop your anger, folks, so you can stop running, so you can stop being afraid, so you can stop being lonely, so you can stop looking for love. So you can stop living in the way the world live. God doesn't care what you've done 100 years ago. He doesn't care. Because he knows that it wasn't you. You just don't know it. I want to show you another example of anger. There is one line open at 888-7753-773. 888-77. Yes. I want to show you another example of anger. Why don't you drop your anger? Drop your anger! I want to show you another example of anger. And this person is dramatic in his anger. The one thing I was thinking about, dramatic people. Dramatic people are evil. They're separated from God, and they are pure evil. That's why they're so dramatic. An Inland Empire teacher. Here's an Inland Empire teacher, Trump rant from KTLA. A high school history teacher was recently placed on administration leave after he were caught on camera in the midst of a rant about President-elect Donald Trump last week. Watch this from CBN News.
I'm so sorry, guys. You deserve better.
Well, listen.
Look at me. You deserve better.
It's an audio recording catching Minnie off guard, taken from a classroom inside this Moreno Valley High School the morning after the election. About Donald Trump.
Let me tell you, I know a lot of Latino men on this campus, adults and students, that love Donald Trump. And he's called their mothers rapists. He's called their fathers rapists. He's called them criminals. He called them the poison in the blood of our country.
He just kept talking about it. He was saying that Trump is racist, Trump is a rapist. What else? Treasonous.
Alec Colon was in his first period world history class that day.
I like him. He's a good teacher.
But he admits he went too far.
He shouldn't be talking to kids about politics.
A sentiment echoed by other students who have since heard the recording posted online.
My father always told me, if you're going to say something, it's all about the tone and the way you deliver your message. And the way he did it was very unprofessional. It was very inappropriate for his students.
Noah Neary is also in 10th grade.
The way he was speaking his opinion to his students, it was as if he's pushing his agenda towards them. You know, and it wasn't right. That's not what you're supposed to do as a teacher.
That's because he was angry. He's out of control. He couldn't help it. He's evil. He's telling that to the children in the classroom, according to this report. 888-77-JESSE. Let me take a quick break. What a mess! Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com at 9 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11 a.m. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Be black. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Very interesting. You don't want to miss it. It was interesting, Gail, and I hear a lot of so-called Christian women blaming Adam for what Eve did. Isn't that amazing? God never blamed Adam for Eve's action. Christ never blamed Adam for Eve's action. But the Christian women are blaming Adam. That's because women don't want to take responsibility. Not all, but most. And there are women, especially those who listen to this show, to Barn, and but that are now taking responsibility. But they want to blame Adam. Adam shouldn't have done this. No, he shouldn't have. When you can see men or women, when you can see that you are evil, and then confess that to yourself. You don't have to tell the world, but you need to see it. You need to see it. That is you, it's in you. Then you shall be born again of the Father. And men say that too. Well, Adam should have protected. Because those men got a woman's mindset, they'll listen to the woman. They're saying what the women say. And the reason they're saying it because they have something else in mind. But anyway, you just heard the teacher going off about Trump winning, and he yelling at the students. I don't know if he's yelling at them, but he's going off on them about, because he's about Trump. This is anger. But had he not gotten angry about it just an election, after all. But had he not gotten angry, he would have gone to his classroom and not went off like and gone off like that. Dozens of students walked out of the class to support the teacher, and two parents shared the comments. Watch this from NBC.
Why would he win? Why did he win? He won several key states, Commonwealths, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, these key battleground states. Why did he win then? Look, why did he win then? Why would someone who in Wisconsin would vote for Joe Biden, a geriatric old Republican racist who's running as a Democrat, why would they all of a sudden not vote for Kamala Harris, a young person who has no bad record and who has effective policy for the future? Jiraiya. She has a vagina, if I use a different word. She has a vagina and uterus, and what else? She has melanin. She's mixed race.
This is a teacher in classroom.
I'm upset. I'm disappointed.
Some kid is secretly recording it. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Your child, whose parents may have supported Trump, they're at school to learn how to learn history or arithmetic or something. And he's up there going off in front of the classroom. Think about that. And a kid, according to the report, some kid was recording it. And I thought it was a video, too, of the kids walking out. But I don't see that video. Is that a video there anywhere? I don't have it yet. You finna do it? My producer sending me the video of where the kids were. There was just more ranting on that particular soundbite. And so I want to say to the Latinos and the Latin listeners, no tiene hígado. No tiene what? No tanga and no ho. No tanga and no ho. No tanga and no ho. That means don't have anger in Spanish. No tanga and no ho. Let the anger go. Ain't, look at the teacher. Ticked. The Pope was ticked. Remember he was slapping that woman's hair? Anger is not your friend. Anger is your enemy. If you want perfect peace, let your anger go. Drop it. No tanga e ajo. No tanga e nojo. Don't be angry. That's in Spanish. So do we have the soundbite yet? No? Okay, apparently the teacher, some of the kids walked out of the class to support the teacher. And I don't have that for you. We'll get it later. All right? And this is what the teacher was referring to when he said, most Latino want to be, but I didn't hear him, want to be white. Watch this from X.
Here, Juan. By the way, you're getting a raise. Now you're making $50,000 a year. So congratulations and keep up the hard work.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Where's my raise?
Dude, don't worry. You're going to get your raise soon enough.
What the hell's going on, Gordo?
Juan, are you okay? What the hell? What? What? Man,
I think he's making more money. He's turning Republican.
I got you.
That's good.
Fuck off! Give him some medicine. See if this works.
Dude. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You think that worked?
I think it worked. You okay? Juan. Gordo, are you okay?
What just happened?
Dude. You were saying you wanted us to close the border.
Bro, my credit score was at an 800, man.
And then who's your favorite singer?
That's fucking Chente, bro.
Yes.
Oh, bring me back. Some tacos, please.
Oh, he's back.
Okay.
Dude, you scared me, man.
So he started making more money, and all of a sudden he turned Republican. He wanted to be white. And they gave him a Mexican beer that brought him back. Amazing, huh?
It looks like I have that clip.
So this is the one where the kids walked out of the classroom?
I believe so.
Is that right there? Okay. And who is it from? Who, NBC or NBC? What? NBC? Okay, here's where the kids, according to the report, some kids walked out of the classroom to support the teacher. This is from NBC.
Free the press! Free the press!
Yesterday, dozens of students walking out in support of the teacher.
I've never left or ditched a class before. So me just not having a school excused reason to leave class was really scary. But I decided to take that risk for Mr. Perez because
he's done so much
for me. There's like a whole list I couldn't even say.
Students Damien and Jaylene are not in that AP history class. But they're part of a mental health club that teacher supervises.
Well, no wonder.
And they say they felt compelled to speak out.
Even if you're not in his class,
he still helps.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he's everyone knows Mr. Perez as just a generally positive and joyful person.
They both signed a student-led online petition asking to reinstate the teacher.
Maybe he could have been taught in a different tone of voice. But besides that, he's an amazing teacher.
But one parent told our NBC station in Los Angeles that this kind of language in a classroom,
God, they want to be white so bad. They never will be. Hate that.
Crosses a line.
I don't use that kind of language in my household. So I set myself at a standard. And as an educator, I set you as a higher standard. So no, it was not appropriate at all.
Amazing. But that woman, okay with him saying those things in front of the kids, cursing like that. Amazing, huh? Talk about Eve. You got to drop your... You don't have to if you don't want to, but you can. And it would be better for you if you do. As Ephesians says, Ephesians 4:31-32, out of NJB Bible, any bitterness or bad temper or anger or shouting or abuse must be far removed from you and must every kind of malice. Be generous to one another, sympathetic, forgiving each other as readily as God forgave you in Christ. That's in the Word. It's in the Word. But what do? You hold on to your bitterness. And this is what happened. Come out like it did with the teacher, according to the report. 888-7753-773. Lori is out of Texas. Lori, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Lori?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I was listening to your call with that sweet woman, Gail, talking about Adam and Eve. And
she was sweet?
It's just that, well, she sounded sweet, but, you know,
what
I sound sweet,
sound,
too.
What does sweet sound like?
Evil.
I didn't know sweet had a sound. I thought it had a taste. what?
You're so right. But I just, it was interesting to me because women, we love to just keep our eyes on the men and hate them. And that's why it's so hard for wives to submit to their husbands. They're like, he's evil. I can't follow him. But look at Eve, Jesse.
Yeah.
She had a perfect man, and she still listened to the devil. And we still want to blame him. And I've been married for over 20 years in the fallen state. I'm starting to wake up. And once I took my eyes off my husband and put them on me, I realized that me obeying and loving him really doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with me and my heart.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. We need to quit judging the men, and we can't sit around and wait. Hopefully he wakes up. If he does, great. If he doesn't, oh, well. But I will love him the right way. God's given me the understanding that it's not about him. It's about me.
Yep.
And the judgment of him. Yes, sir.
It's amazing, too, how, and I've heard this before in those Christian churches, and especially when they want women to be preachers and all that. It's amazing how they are made. They have literally made up a story. It's not in the Bible. Christ never said it. God never said it. You never heard Christ or God blame Adam for anything that Eve did. But yet, they got a whole story made up around it, and they amen with another as though it's true. And it's mind-blowing to hear that.
It is. It's all lies.
Yeah. It's all lies, but they're amen. Right on. Praise the Lord.
Yes. And it feels good, the judging and the, I'm better than you. I can't follow you. When you will go straight to hell. Women, stop judging the men. You'll go to hell for that.
They're already in hell. That's why they're judging.
Exactly. But I thought that was interesting, so I wanted to call you. I was going to super chat it, but that's just a little much.
Yeah, that's a lot. That would have been a long one. Thank you, though, Laura. You make a very good point. Do you tell other women that Adam never had anything to do with Eve and what she did? Have you ever said that to other women?
I have. They just think that I hate women. Yeah, they don't see, and so I just let it go.
Right on.
But it's so true. Take your eyes off the man and let him work his stuff out and put it on yourself, because if you feel like it's judgment. If you feel like you can't follow him, and I won't put my husband above God. If he wants to do something evil, I'll say no, but I love him. I understand.
That's right.
He can't help himself.
Yes.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you, Laurie. Amazing call.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I was calling for that biblical question.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
Because it's a good reminder that I have the same evil in me that Jeffrey Dahmer had in him, and that teacher that you just played, I have that same evil. So I need that reminder that other people can't help it, I can't help it, and I'm just born in this situation I'm in out of no control. You know, I don't have any control over what I do.
And so you still, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday, but you still believe that you are evil?
I'm not evil. It ain't me, but in me. I don't have control over it.
And how do you know it's still in you?
I can see it. You know, I it feels good to do evil things or not. I shouldn't even call it evil. I know there's another, the evil in me wants me to judge it as good or evil, but there's, bottom line, there's conflict in me. There's two sides of me. But it's not me, so I'm not. I'm trying not to. I understand that it isn't part of me, but I can see how other people couldn't help it, because I used to be like that too.
Very interesting, Josh. You said some stuff that make me want or encourages me to want to respond, but I can't because I got to wait until Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, do you have a cold? You sound like you have a cold or something.
I do got a cold, man. I caught a cold a couple days ago. It'll be all right, though.
Oh, yeah. It's just fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, thank you, Josh. I absolutely appreciate it. And I will put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
No problem. Appreciate you, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Marty B. bought 3 coffees. Jesse, next time a caller brings up how the white man was so evil in slaughtering the natives, tell them to read something. A nice tip. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
The frontier was often an all-out war to survive, and both sides committed horrific atrocities. Evil didn't pick a side here. It picked both.
Yeah.
Trust me, you didn't learn about this stuff in American history class. Ask the caller if they know the condition of General Custer's body after it was discovered at Little Bighorn. Yikes.
There was a a black guy called me yesterday. He was blaming the white man for the Indians. And he was talking about how they stole the Indian land and they did this to the Indian, they did that to the Indian. So the super chatter is responded to that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice. Tony bought a coffee. I wonder if Obama is still talking to Kamala through her Bluetooth Wi-Fi earrings. Hey, KH, want to come over? We got some good stuff. Puff, puff. And
what now?
And Michelle, he says a different name, is making some collard greens in the tub. Yum, yum.
Amazing. Thank you. I was watching Jesse Waters last night. He showed a soundbite of when Camilla was on The View.
Oh.
And that woman asked Camilla, is there anything she would have done differently than Biden? And Camilla said, no, absolutely nothing. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then the woman said she was surprised when Camilla said that. So she tried to help her by restating the question or something like that and trying to give her a lift out of that, right, help her up. And I said, something like, are you sure there's nothing you would have done different? And Camilla said, no. And now the people are saying that woman that asked that is somewhat to blame for exposing Camilla like that.
Wow.
And she's up there on another show trying to explain, that's not what I meant to do, though. I was trying to help her.
Right.
I wasn't trying to expose her. I was surprised when she answered that way. Isn't that something?
That's interesting.
Have you seen this album?
No.
It's interesting. You need to check it out today.
Right on.
Amazing. But thank you.
Forgive your mama bought a coffee. Is the statement true? God helps those who help themselves?
No.
Thank you for
where did that come
mama.
From?
It's a common saying.
But it's not in the word.
I don't think so.
So somebody made that one up too?
Probably.
What? No, that's not true. Amazing. Thank you.
Forgive your mama with another coffee. What does it mean that no man or woman is good?
That men and women are evil. The spirit of evil was passed on through the children from the mother. And boys and girls, right? So they're evil. They have the nature of Satan. Thank you.
Being enlightened till I rise, 5 coffees. Morning, gentlemen. I was just on my way to the plantation, number 4A. That's where they send the light-skinned blacks, apparently. Happy to have a job when I realized, biblical question answer.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
Because I have no choice. I'm possessed by evil spirits that run my intellectual reality, keeping me in hell. Only way out is to watch, and even when I think I want the hell, it's not me. Just Satan trying to keep my ego alive so he can live in me.
Amazing. Thanks. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
Yeah, I got to take a quick break. Top of the hour news break right now. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. There is one line open if you want to jump in. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday, November 14th, 2024 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to the rest of the Super Chats as well and some more great stories. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, wants to bring some more drama in your life. Several major retailers earned a grade of F for failing, quote-unquote, to protect consumers from toxic chemicals in the products they sell, so says a new report. Before you start your Christmas shopping, they don't call it Christmas shopping, they call it holiday shopping. I shake my head at anti-Christmas commie nonsense. You can see which stores have removed harmful plastics and replaced them with safer alternatives. What a mess, huh? Commies. Anyway, election shenanigans. Republicans will retain control of the House of Representatives, so projects CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, completing a sweep of the federal government with control, supposedly, of the White House and majorities in both chambers of Congress. In the Senate, John Thune, a rhino, an anti-Trump rhino, I think, he won the leadership ballot to succeed evil Mitch McConnell. So evil John Thune, even worse probably than Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald J. Trump has selected Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, oh yeah, as his pick for AG, Attorney General, the top cop. And I think he's a Christian, by the way. Finally, we're going to have a Christian as the Attorney General rather than these unchristian people. One of the most important roles in his new administration. If confirmed, Matt Gaetz, oh, hopefully they can, you better confirm him, Senate. If confirmed, Matt Gaetz would take over the nation's top law enforcement agency and make it about law and order again rather than politics and phony ideas of civil rights and all that mess. It's the same one that pursued a year's long sex crimes investigation into the congressman Matt Gaetz. Did I call him a senator earlier? Trump also named former Democrat congressman, female congressman turned Trump supporter Tulsi Gabbard as DNI, Director of National Intelligence. She's a fairly intelligent woman, I guess. Psh, whatever. Anyway, Social Security, although President-elect Donald J. Trump, our greatest, has often promised to protect Social Security, he has not explained exactly how he would save the so-called beloved but financially troubled entitlement program, they call it. What a mess. Nor did he take any meaningful steps to shore up Social Security during his first term at the White House, so claim they. Moreover, several of his recent campaign pledges, including eliminating taxes on Social Security benefits, could wind up costing seniors in coming years, so they claim. The program's funds are expected to run dry in 2035 without congressional intervention because the government blows its money and is stupid, by the way. According to the latest Social Security trustees report, after that, payroll tax revenue and other income would only be able to cover 83% of benefits owed. Remains to be seen whether the incoming GOP-controlled Congress will delve into the controversial issue anytime soon. What a mess, huh? Maybe they should privatize it. People have been talking about that. There's a tropical storm, Sarah, S-A-R-A, nice, a woman's name, will eventually strengthen. It's into tropical storm, Sarah. It's brewing in the Caribbean. Is it the Caribbean or Caribbean? I think it's Caribbean. Powerful upper-level winds protected the Gulf Coast from Hurricane Rafael last week. Stupid Rafael. It's not a woman's name. But there could be an opening for tropical trouble to reach the United States next week. Heavy rainfall forecast to lead to life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides across Central America in the coming days. So watch out. Honduras, Belize, El Salvador, and Western Nicaragua. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, brand new biblical question. Where is week now? Almost week is almost up, so not that new. But the biblical question, why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? That's my biblical question. You, if you're busy buying some drugs, whether it's pot or fentanyl, or if you're busy rushing here from trying to get across the border before the great white hope Donald Trump is sworn in, or if you're busy beating your wife this morning, or beating your husband, ladies, this morning, or beating your children, or you're one of those angry teachers or females who don't want if mad because Trump has won, you can be listening to the show. You know something? On your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. On your iPhone, right? You know something? Why you think there's no reason to miss the show? By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to finish the super chat we started on, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I have a question for Joel Friday TV. He black. So he's going to be coming in for a minute here, just a minute. But for now, it is Thursday. And every Thursday, we take all calls. But every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around, look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord.
From
I'm
the Lord.
I'm going to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues. But God said it. I want it.
Come by here. We need you, Lord. If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now. I don't feel no way to. Oh, Lord.
The No Way is Tired thing.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was a real song, but then I heard that. I was like, oh, no.
I don't feel no way tired. I feel like going on. And oh, Lord, why George, Lord, why George? Joel Friday TV is every Monday through Thursday, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And so I have a question for Joel Friday. I want to know, Joel. Oh, I want to show you what you and your, the kind of relationship you and your wife going to have.
Okay. Okay.
This is the type of relationship Joel Friday and his wife going to have. This is from a New York Post. A woman who quit her job to be a trade wife, meaning traditional wife.
Trad wife.
What?
Trad wife.
Trad wife. I never heard that until this morning. Trad wife has revealed that her husband pays her $100 each week to cook and clean for him full time. Watch this from Truly.
Josh, how would you describe the torment that you felt there? You said it was extremely hot, but that you didn't.
Lord.
Come out here, Lord. Lord, come out here now.
So I do most of the cooking and cleaning. I do most of the laundry as well. He works for a long time. Sometimes it's 10 hours a day. So I just take care of the house while he's gone. I earn more now married than I did when I was in the military, and it's the best job I've ever had. I would probably be considered on his bankroll. He pays for my living. There's a health insurance plan.
I basically said, hey, look, how much money do you need per week to do fun things? She said, I need $100 for my snacks and my coffee. And I'm like, okay. We got rid of all her credit cards. We opened up new credit cards under my account. And so now I can see all of her purchases, and she's very disciplined.
I don't want to drain my husband. I know some wives, they don't have a conscience with that, but I would prefer if I never had to look at a screen about dollars ever.
Based.
So you will pay your wife $100 a week.
I love that she is okay with him taking over the finances completely, and she don't even want to have to worry about it.
And you love that he pay her to do it.
Well, I don't know. Was she? I don't know if he pays her to.
She says she make more money now than she did in the military.
It sounded like he just gives her like a little allowance so she don't overspend or something.
No, she said I make more money now than I did in the military.
I'm better with that than her working.
So you pay your wife to clean the house?
Well, I mean, she's gonna be spending a little bit because she's now on my payroll.
So you're paying your wife to clean the house and cook?
Well, you're paying her even if you're not saying you're paying her. She's still using your credit card, so what's the difference?
I'm sorry, folks. He black.
What's the difference, though? He's sarcastic. What's the difference?
What do you think about that hate?
I don't like the sound of it. I didn't like the look of the situation.
Why not?
I don't know. Something about it just... I inwardly cringe. I know it's not manly to cringe, but I couldn't help but judge.
Okay, so let me ask. What's the difference if he doesn't say, I'm going to pay her? She's still going to spend that same amount of money, so what is the...
No, she's not. Not if he doesn't let her.
So then what is she going to do? She's going to starve and eat and die, or what? What's going to happen then? What's the result?
They're going to buy groceries.
That's what she's doing.
She's going over to Ralph and say good morning to Eve as she's walking up and down the aisle.
Gail's going to love that.
What do you think of that, Nick?
Yo.
Do I need to play that again for you?
You can, but I don't know. I just don't understand.
No, don't play it again.
Yeah, I don't like looking at other people's lives and trying to adopt something from them, especially when something inside feels wrong. Like, I felt like, it's a small world after all, kind of creepy vibe when you're looking at something that doesn't quite look right. Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
So would you pay your wife to cook and clean for you?
No, not to cook, especially when you put it like that. What do you mean?
But that's what you're doing.
She's got to put it differently. She has to say, I need money for snacks and coffee.
That's what I'm saying.
And then that'll fool me. And then I'm like, oh,
difference, though? Because either way, she's spending that same amount of money, whether you're saying you're paying her or not. So I don't understand the difference.
What do you think about...
there's water there. And there's
what do you think about the fact she said, I make more money now than I did when I was working?
Amen.
At the Army.
Amen. Because that means at least she's making money. She's making with the husband and not with some other man.
Okay.
So okay, let me ask this for you guys as we're here.
Yeah.
So should she go make the money with the if he can afford to not have her work, right? Should she, it's okay for her to go make the money from a different man?
What?
If he can afford for her not to work, right?
Right.
And she doesn't have to work. So then you prefer her to go work and make money from another man opposed to her her husband giving her money?
I don't understand the question. You understand the question?
Yeah.
I think he's setting up a false dilemma.
Yeah. Because it's like, why isn't one of the options just don't work and you don't get?
Okay, so let's just say don't work and she doesn't get the money from a husband. That's not even a real thing because she's going to get money from the husband. She's not working. So she's still getting money from the husband.
Wait,
what's
but
the
how
difference?
Are you seeing this now? Now I'm unclear. Are you saying that she should have cash ineffective, or are you saying that she should have the credit card to just buy groceries she needs?
The fact that the husband gives her money that she can spend so she's not overspending with the credit card. He's disciplining her.
But money that
her.
She's able to save away and, like, that's hers? Like, I don't know how you mean this.
Not money that she saves away to where she has her own, you know, not like that. I'm just saying that she has money. He gives her allowance so she can go out and buy groceries or buy things that she likes or maybe buy a dress, buy some new shoes. She's able to do that. I don't understand what's wrong with him doing that.
Would you
make sense? Given, like, they're going to need money for something. Like, that. I get what you're saying. I just don't like how it felt.
Okay, where am I wrong, though? Tell me where I'm wrong.
Would you rather see your wife as an employee or as a wife?
But she's not an employee.
She is. She's getting paid.
No,
and
he's
some of the ladies are
going to
be like $100 a week. That's not enough pay.
Of course,
that's just
all
an
this
allowance.
Unpaid labor.
It's not pay. He's not paying her. It's just an allowance.
She earned that. More money.
She earned that. She's cooking and cleaning. She's earning her way in the house, raising the children.
Would you, when you and your wife about to, when you and your girlfriend about to get married,
yeah,
and you ran into a dog, and the dog was injured, would you spend your money on your wedding money on an injured dog?
No.
You would not?
No.
Why not?
Yeah.
You don't like dogs.
No, I don't care. I don't care. Sorry, dog.
Well, according to people in Arkansas or Kansas, an Arkansas couple has given up their wedding fund to help an injured dog in need. This is from NBC.
It was Halloween night. Dylan McKay was scrolling on Facebook, and then he saw a post that just instantly grabbed his attention. An injured dog, abandoned on the side of the road, scared and desperate for help. It was the beginning of an emotional journey for McKay and his fiance.
And as I was just scrolling through, like, some of the comments and stuff, like, I was seeing a decent amount of comments, but I'm just like, it doesn't seem like anything's in action yet. And this is definitely like a time urgent situation.
He quickly jumped in his vehicle on a rescue mission, and there the dog was. Now, McKay said she had likely been hit by a vehicle and moved over to a nearby driveway, just shivering and covered in blood.
Just as I got closer to her, she started trying to crawl to me. And
family members came to help, covering the dog with blankets, making the journey to Greenbrier Animal Hospital. And the diagnosis was not promising. The dog had bruised lungs, two fractured femurs, one of them an open fracture, and doctors were gravely concerned about infection.
And then later, that ain't the end of the story. And then later, they decided to adopt a dog.
Oh, man.
This is from ABC.
Later, they discovered the owner had been looking to rehome the dog.
And so we kind of, like, looked at each other, and we looked at the dog, and we're just like, we know what we have to do.
And the dog was now a member of their family. And throughout the ordeal, a Facebook community came together to support by offering encouraging comments and donations.
We just feel really blessed that people love her as much as we do and want to help her get better.
A surgery surpassing $10,000 meant that McKay and his fiance Emily also had to cut into their wedding fund.
And so that budget disappeared.
Everything they could do to give the pup her life back, even traveling to Mississippi for an extensive surgery on Monday.
I didn't mean to laugh. What are you talking about that one?
I'm the wrong one to ask about this because I would have let the dog die. I don't have no, especially, well, for one, to have a, to go broke over a wedding in the first place is a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, that's another conversation.
But for two, to pay the money for the dog, I'm the wrong one to ask because I'm not doing it. Nope. The dog would die.
Would you have done it, Nick?
No.
And why not?
It's just too much money for a dog. Doesn't make sense to me. I've never had an attachment like that. I've actually, my cousin is in this exact situation. And
really?
Yeah.
Male or female cousin?
Male.
What?
What's up, brother?
With a girlfriend or a fiance?
We grew up together. He's like my brother. He's got a girlfriend.
Shout out to this cousin that's taking money to pay for a dog.
15,000.
Ooh.
15 what?
15,000.
For a dog?
And the dog died anyways.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not funny.
That's a lesson learned.
You laughed hard and then there was silence. I was feeling pain. So, no, I would not.
Shout out to Nick's cousin. Yeah. I mean, and you, Hank, of the Hank Report.
It depends
and
on
of the American Anchor Baby.
It depends on how emotionally attached my wife and I are to that dog.
But she's not your wife yet.
My fiance and
I. This money save up to get married.
Right. My fiance and I are to this dog. I don't know. I would hope that I would be tough and cold hearted like these two. But I don't know.
It is an honest answer.
It sounds like Hank would have done it. Or Vader. Vader!
But I would at least
Vader mail.
I would hopefully clean my lens because that couple needed to clean their lens.
Oh, yeah.
Saw those streaks through the light.
What would you do? Would you do the wedding? Your eyes already said it.
I'm like, is you crazy? And call the animal power and say, oh, I see a dead dog over on that road. Y'all better go get him before you die.
I would give it to Christy Noem to shoot.
Humanely.
What if your wife was like, but come on, please. I'm not going to marry you unless we do this.
I would say, oh, good. Let's spend the money on the dog then. Because that's what I thought. That was my first thought. When this man agreed to spend all the money for the wedding on a dog, I would think he probably didn't want to marry her anyway.
You think it was her idea to do it? You think you're saying it was her idea to go about it?
I don't know who idea it was, but for the man to agree with it, he had to be thinking, I really don't want to marry this woman.
I'm not sure if I want to do
this. Yeah, let's spend the money on a dog. This is a good way out.
Oh, that's awesome. That's hilarious. Thank God.
That's hilarious.
That guy who's spending $100 a week isn't saying no to that, though. I'll tell you that.
I know.
Unless he's Joel, right?
Amazing. What a mess. Anyway, what are you dealing with today on Joel Friday TV?
I came across this little interview with Candace Owens and Nick Cannon, and they're debating on whether Hollywood is evil or not.
Right.
And they both make some interesting points, so I'm going to get into that.
At 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV. What are you dealing with today on the Hate Report at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11?
A little bit of the news, a little bit of mess that's been going on in the world. Check it out.
From 9 to 11 a.m., the Hake Report. They're also experts on my show, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. What are you dealing with today?
Some of these amazing Trump picks and also some of these amazing insane people going insane stories, killing family and otherwise because of elections and stuff. These stories reveal the mind and how crazy it is.
Trump looks like he is picking an amazing team.
Yeah.
It's like, it never happened before in history.
I know. It's nice to see it. It's nice to see it. What do you think about Christy Noem?
Who is Chrissy Noem?
It's Noem, right?
Yeah, Chrissy Noem. Noem.
Who is that?
The girl that is the Department of Homeland Security now.
I'm not for women being in leadership.
Yeah.
Period.
But the good thing is she's working with Tom Homan, the new border czar.
Right.
So at least she's working with a man.
I hope he's not afraid to correct her and guide her, lead her.
I agree.
If he's not afraid, it may work because he'd be like the secretary.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see.
What do you think about Chrissy Noem?
I think that I don't like women being in politics either. And I talked about my show yesterday. Yeah. I'd rather them not be there. But I think it's semi-okay because she's going to be working with Tom. And she seems to have been raised, for the most part, with father. And she loved her father, close to her father. And she seems to be kind of down to earth for the most part. But, yeah, I still lean more women not being in there. But I think it'll be okay.
She was governess of South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Governess.
Me either.
So that's the only thing.
That sounds like a beast. But
anyway, this man that spent his money on this dog, insane.
The money on the dog, that's crazy, yeah.
That is just...
That makes no sense.
That's what you call insanity.
Yeah.
Narcissistic insanity.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Amazing. All right. Thank you, guys. My experts vote.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. Let me go to Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Mays.
Oh, and your committee. Hi to you all, too.
What? No, not committee. Experts.
That's what you say.
Address us properly, Mays. Address us properly.
Okay, let me address
it. It makes me nervous because she says bright.
Why you won't call them experts?
Because they're a committee. Expert on what?
And everything.
Life.
Do they have a wife?
Do they have a wife?
Have children?
Jesus didn't have a wife.
Aren't
he was an expert.
Was Jesus an expert?
Was who an expert?
Jesus. Jesus
was when it comes to man. He surely was. Because in the Bible.
But he wasn't married.
Can I speak?
He wasn't married, mate.
When he spoke, don't let no man change his Sabbath. And who did it? Man.
But you're not answering the question.
Blame he wasn't women married, everything.
But... He wasn't married, but you listened to Jesus, right?
Evidently, somebody created these people on this planet.
Mays, he wasn't married, and you listened to him. Why?
Are you sure that he wasn't married?
Right.
Are you going by what you were told?
No, I'm sure he wasn't married.
No, you're not sure.
No.
So I didn't call to argue with you about if he was married or not.
But go ahead.
Adam and Eve, and be fruitful and multiply. Okay, there's two fruits you're talking about. So Eve didn't eat the apple, but Adam did. That was his choice to do. People don't have choices when it comes to you all and your committee. You don't have a choice.
I don't understand what you're saying.
People don't have a choice when it comes to you and your committee.
What does that mean? I don't know what you mean
by
that.
Eve had a choice to bite the apple just like Adam did. But Adam bit it. So that was his problem.
Adam didn't bite the apple. Adam listened to the woman.
He didn't listen to the woman. Did he bite the apple or did he not?
God said he bit an apple, or did God say he listened to the woman?
Did he bite the apple?
No, answer that question.
No, he didn't listen to God. That's who he didn't listen to.
No, did God say
He listened to the serpent.
Mace. Did God say because you listened to the woman, you will suffer, or did he say because you bit an apple?
Because they call it the apple. Because he listened to the woman.
You're not answering my question, Mace.
Didn't they both have the choice to bite the apple?
Mace, you're not answering the question.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
He didn't listen to God. He listened to the serpent, and the woman was not the serpent.
That's not true. He didn't listen
and
to the serpent.
It was not temptation.
Maze.
And let me get back to my other
Maze.
Point about
No, no, no. Slow down.
Okay.
Did God say to Adam, because you've been an apple, you're going to suffer? Or did he say, because you listened to the woman?
No, you listened to the serpent.
No, what did God say? What did God say?
Both had the same.
Maze, what did God say?
I just said what he said.
I don't know what he said.
That's in the book that they put for you to.
He say, Mace?
Well, y'all a little fable that y'all get out of the book.
Mace, what did he say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
He gave them both. The serpent was talking to both of them.
Mace, what did he say?
He didn't listen, and he did.
Mace, what did he say?
He took take the choice to eat that, to bite the apple or not.
That's not in the Bible at all.
What?
That's not in the Word at all.
What is in the Word?
What you just said, that's not in the
Bible. No, you tell me what's in the Word then.
Because you listen to the woman,
No, he didn't say nothing about
listening
to the woman.
He did say that.
Where is that in the Bible?
In the Word.
Yeah, in your Word.
It's in the Bible.
In your Word. Tell me what. Tell me where to find it.
I don't know where it's located right now, but I don't want to prove you right or wrong.
Well,
I'm just saying that what you're saying is not true.
Well,
he
God
said
words,
to them, he said to Adam, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And then the woman who listened to the serpent, she will suffer because she listened to the serpent.
Well, who was talking to the serpent? Who was the serpent talking to? Both
Eve,
of them or just one person?
To Eve. He had tried to talk to Adam, but Adam didn't.
Oh, but Adam went and he would.
Hold on, May. Hold on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He had tried to listen to. he tried to talk to Adam, but Adam ignored him, did not listen. Mm-hmm. Then he went and found the woman, and the woman listened. Read Genesis.
And another time,
May, read Genesis 3:17, and you'll get all this. May. Read Genesis 3:17, and you'll get what I'm telling you.
And I want you to get...
May.
Okay.
What did I say read?
You said Genesis 3. So now let me tell you what you need to...
Three
look
what?
At God's word
May,
when he sees...
May. Three what?
I don't know whatever you said at the end.
You're not going to read it.
You're not... Let me write.
You said 3:16. That's what
See,
you said.
You're not listening.
Let's say it again.
Genesis 3:17.
But 3:17. So why don't you read whole Genesis and tell me about the whole situation, not part of all the whole thing.
And
but
here,
now, can I get to my point?
Okay,
and let's talk about the other apple.
Hold on.
Let's talk about
hold
the other
on
apple.
One minute.
Okay, I'm holding.
To the man, he said, because you listen to the voice of
didn't
the
say woman.
He said, because you listen to the voice of your wife.
No, it didn't say
and
that.
And ate from the tree of which I have had forbidden you to eat. Accused be
accursed.
Thee, huh?
Accursed.
I mean, accursed be thee. Read it, Jay. I don't have my glass.
Accursed be the soil.
Start at the beginning,
because
Jay.
Of you. Okay, at the beginning. To the man, he
Start.
Said.
Hold on, Mary.
To the man, he said, because you listened to the voice of your wife and
no,
ate, and ate from.
He does
stop interrupting the Bible. Maze.
Wait your turn, Maze.
And
ate from the tree which I had forbidden you to eat. Accursed be the soil because of you. Painfully will you get your food and from it as food from it as long as you live.
I rest my case.
So now let me rest mine. When God left a law down on this earth, he say, be fruitful and multiply. What do you multiply with? You can't multiply with two women. You can't multiply with two men. You multiply with a man and a woman.
What's your point?
So
what does that have to do with Eve listening to the church?
Law is what he said.
Maze.
And so with that,
Maze.
Apple.
Maze.
How did it get messed up?
Maze, what does that have to do with Eve listening to Satan?
His words.
What?
Those are, you said Genesis is not his word. His words is in his law.
What?
So now let's deal with that.
What is she talking about?
Being fruitful and multiplying.
You can still
well,
multiply
how do you do
as
that?
An evil woman.
Huh?
How can you be fruitful and multiply?
Man, I have no idea what you're talking about now. You're going off the deep end.
Would you explain to him, James, since he had no idea what is fruitful and multiplying with?
What does that have to do with
having
Adam?
Kids,
what does that have to do with Adam listening to the woman and the woman listening to the serpent?
It has a whole lot to do with what God's word, his Ten Commandments say.
Maze.
Fruitful and multiply.
Maze.
And so, somebody
Maze,
got me.
I gotta run.
Okay, well,
you're not even listening at all.
No, I'm listening. But
so
you're
listen,
not listening. You're lying.
Answer this question. Answer the question.
What
does that have to do with the fact that the woman listened to Satan and now the spirit of evil is controlling her? And then the man listened to the woman and the spirit of the woman is controlling the man. What
because
does that have to do with?
Because
be
it's not true.
And mother
plot. Has to do with it.
So what now?
It's not true.
Oh, so God was lying?
The
are you saying that's a lie
them,
in the Bible?
And then he talked to both of them.
Are you saying that's a lie in the Bible?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Now I got it. Now I hear what you're saying.
Well, and I say his law.
Oh, okay.
If you follow by his law and you're looking at that, being fruitful and multiplying, and you're not looking at who's
what
being...
What is he talking about?
What happened
May,
to that?
May also doesn't
man
believe in obey. May also doesn't
the
believe
Catholic
in
Church
obedience.
The Catholic Church don't even believe in marriage.
Do you believe in a woman obeying her husband?
Don't even believe in marriage. Do they?
Do you believe a woman should obey her husband?
Obey her husband?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't know what. Thank you, Maze. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. I didn't know if you believed that way. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, get your orders in, your Christmas gifts orders in, so we can get them back to you on time so that you have them for Christmas, all right? Amazing stuff on my website, rebuildingtheman.com/store. We have T-shirts, mugs, books, all kinds of good stuff for Christmas. Thanksgiving, birthdays, and whatever. Happy New Year stuff right there. So my books are amazing gifts as well. I will sign them. If you order them from the website, I can sign them. But if you order them from a store somewhere else online, I can't order them. I mean, I can't sign them. But if you order them from rebuildingtheman.com/store, I can. The antidote. No, not the antidote, but For Race to Responsibility, my first book. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black America. The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. And the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. All right? And I can sign them to whomever you like. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And also, it's end of the year, so it's time to give. And with, you can give during the year, too, but and you get tax-deductible donate. When you donate to my nonprofit, rebuildingtheman.com, we've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man for the last 34 years now. And it's a nonprofit, so you get a tax deductible from that. We counsel. We have men and women forums. We have an entrepreneur academy where we're teaching men how to start businesses. We have a credit union where we loan them the money if they don't have it, and then pay back the interest to keep it going. Just keep it, because some guys don't have credit, good credit or credit. And radio shows, we're building a network, and 24-hour talk with men only. And so we got a lot going on, and because of you, we're able to do it. So you should get your tax deductible thing at the end of the year. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. For your tithes and offering and donations, all right? I do appreciate it. Let me go to the busy fall. Ari is out of Canada. Ari, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Hey, all is well.
Hey, question. It's actually a question based off your question. Am I correct when I'm understanding that you said that we don't control our own thoughts?
You don't create them, and you have no control over them either.
You don't create them, you don't have control.
Right.
So then how come then, in your opinion, why did God punish Adam and Eve for the actions of their thoughts if they're not the ones creating the thoughts? Why didn't just the serpent just get punished then? If he's Satan, and Satan
why do you say he punished them because of the action of their thoughts?
Pardon me?
Why do you say God punished them because of the action of their thoughts? Get that from?
Because they were told to not eat from the tree, but they thought that they could, and they did.
And how do you know that?
Well, their actions.
I don't understand that. I've never heard that God punished them because the serpent
told. Let's say the serpent told Eve that you can eat from it, or yada yada yada. So she thought it was okay. It was her thought that processed her actions to eat the apple.
And how do you know that? Where did you get that from?
It was Adam. Well, she ate the apple when she
What I'm asking, Ari, where did you get the idea that she did it because she thought?
Well, she was told by the serpent the opposite of what I guess God said what would happen, right? So in the scripture it says that you will not die, you will not be punished. So she was persuaded into eating the apple. But you have to have a thought process to do that action, correct? Like, even when she brought the apple to Adam, Adam said, what are you doing? He had his control of thought to question her at first. But even though he was still persuaded, he still gave in to the thought of eating the apple, and they got punished for it.
Really answer that question because I absolutely, unless it's just coming out of your imagination, I have no idea where you're getting all that from. So it's something I can't answer because I don't understand it at all. So thank you, Ari. I appreciate it. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Thank you, Ari. There's one line open. 888-77-JESSE. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
No problem. I wanted to refer to a call that you had yesterday. Do you remember your call with, I believe her name was Stephanie?
We never ask a black man if he remembers, but right now I don't remember. Remind me.
She had kids and she wanted help with her kids and she left them with her grandparents and they let the kids watch cartoons.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yes.
So with that call yesterday, you have referred, and the only information that she had gave to you about her grandparents was that they let them watch cartoons against their will. And you called her grandparents pure evil because of it. Why did you do that?
Well, that wasn't the only thing that she said about them.
Right, but you called them pure evil. Like, it's why didn't you feel the need to distinguish maybe saying that, okay, that this was a bad action and they shouldn't do that, or, you know, this was wrong, but you decided to call them pure evil, like the worst of the worst, like there was absolutely no good in them.
Is a bad action a good action or an evil action?
It's a bad action.
It's an evil action. Because they were going against what she, and according to Stephanie, if I remember correctly, I don't remember the total conversation, but they were going against what the father and the mother wanted for the children. And according to Stephanie, if I remember correctly, the parents didn't care. And they didn't care what the father and mother wanted for the children. Isn't that evil?
No.
Isn't that love?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying this. Are you talking about them as people or them that just that specific action?
Is that evil or is that love?
I don't think it's either.
So you think it's love?
No, I said I don't think it's either.
Oh, you don't what do you think it is? It has to be one or the other.
Who says that?
What do you think it is then?
I think it was just what grandparents do. I think, you know, they went against their wishes. But, I mean, for anybody that grew up with grandparents, you know, it's a common thing that your grandparents treated you different than your parents would treat you. They're always a little nicer. They're going to let you skate away with a few other things, you know, maybe stay up past your bedtime. You can have these snacks even though you're not supposed to. I don't think it comes out of pure evil. I think it's just
Is it coming out of love? How's that love? If you were married and you had kids and you took them to your parents' house and you and you told your parents, don't give my kids any candy or don't let them watch TV or whatever, and they did it anyway, you would be okay with that?
No.
And why not?
Because I said not to.
But that's what Stephanie said. That's what she said.
Right, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was that you called them pure evil. You didn't just say that the action was. You said that her grandparents or the kids' grandparents were pure evil, like who they were as people.
So does a action happen by itself, or does human beings create actions?
I don't even know what that means.
Do human beings create reactions, or do the reactions happen on their own?
They create them, but I'm.
So why are you blaming their action, calling their action good, when it was created by evil people?
I didn't call her actions good.
You said that as it was grandparents' action, and it was neither evil nor good. And I'm trying to understand from you why it was a human being who did it, and it was the human beings who created that. Why are you not blaming the human being? It sounds like you think it's just the action by itself.
No, I just said when you asked me if you know, I don't have kids myself, and neither am I married, so I can't speak to that number. But I said if that situation were to happen with my grandparents, I would say I would not like that. But what I was only speaking to was them.
And why would you like it? Why would you like it?
Because I said not to.
And is that good for them to go against what you want for your children, or evil?
I don't give it that dichotomy.
You know, and why not?
Because the world is a little more complicated than just arbitrarily calling things good or evil.
And why? I mean, why do you? No, it's not. If you can see that it's good or evil, why would that be complicated?
It's not that it's complicated. That's not enough to call somebody evil. Is that was the point of my call, and it wasn't even about.
What is enough for you to call an evil when you see it? How much you need?
It has to be something very well defined. Like that was the point. I used that call yesterday was the reason. It was a catalyst for me calling today. But it was a point that I've seen in your show before. You seem to attribute, you know, you call people the children of Satan, and he's the worst of the worst of the worst, and he's pure evil. And you seem to attribute that to any action, but it's like
so
you need a little more to call somebody evil.
Does action come from good people?
Actions come from good and bad people?
Do actions come from good people? Does action come from good people?
Yeah.
And does action come from evil people?
Yeah.
And so if that's coming from evil people and you see an evil act, why wouldn't you call it evil?
But you're still trying to make it so where I call them evil.
No, I'm not trying to make it anything. I'm trying to understand why wouldn't you call it evil if it came from an evil person?
Oh, yeah, then that's different. If that person was actually evil, then I would call them evil if they did an evil act. Of course I would.
And you don't think that it sounds like, and if I'm reading you wrong, I apologize, but it sounds like you're saying for those parents to go against what she and her husband wanted for their children were not evil?
No, I mean, well, you called them not evil. You called them pure evil. Like, there was no ounce of good in them.
So do you it's not. No ounce of good in them had been good in them. There would not have been any evil. You can't have good and evil inside of you. One, they can't live together. They don't house together at all. Evil want nothing to do with good, and good wants nothing to do with evil. So they can't be, either they're all evil or they're all good. They can't be both.
Think
about that?
Yeah, but
hold on. Is that true or not?
I just said yeah.
So do you understand now why I say they're pure evil?
No.
Why not?
Because pure evil, you don't. You're still trying to put it in their actions into a category of good or evil. I just said it was wrong.
That's
like
the only thing that exists, good or evil.
Okay. So
do you say something else exists other than good or evil?
So then, that was actually where I was going to next. Do you think that they're on the same level as a murderer or a rapist because they call them pure evil?
Yes.
For letting the kids watch cartoons,
absolutely.
Which is not even a crime.
Absolutely.
You don't believe that, Justin?
Yes, I do. I'm not only do I believe it, I know it to be true, because the same evil spirit that caused a person to murder. It's the same evil spirit that caused the grandparent to go against the wishes of the parents.
You don't believe
that's
that
why, according to, if I remember correctly, the caller said that her mother got mad at her for telling them or correcting them for giving their kids for the grand. If I remember correct them for the grandfather letting the child watch the TV and they know and told her not to. So the mother even got mad at them for correcting them. Is that good or evil?
Again, I'm not going to put it into good or evil.
Well, then I can't argue with you then. If you don't want to recognize that there's only good or evil and nothing else but that, then and it sounds like you don't. I can't help you if you don't see that the battle is a spiritual battle and not a physical one.
But would it? Can I just call it wrong?
No.
Oh, so it's not wrong.
You
right.
can call it wrong if you want to, and wrong is evil in those situations, but it still doesn't mean that it wasn't, that the people who did it was not pure evil. But thank you, buddy. I got to run. I do appreciate it. Adam, speaking of Adam, thank you, caller. I forgot his name.
Oh,
Jerome, thank you, Jerome. Adam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, man. Okay, that was a great call. God, I want to talk about it. Well, what I want to, okay, so I bought a book from you from Race Your Responsibility.
Amazing book.
Yeah, and then you wrote a really nice thing to me, handwritten in there, and I read the book. What I want to talk to you about is stepfathers, man. You had a stepfather, right?
Yes.
Me too. And I loved my stepfather. I love him. I love my stepfather. He's dead now, but I love
him. He dead.
He's dead. and it sounded like when I read your book that you loved your stepfather too.
I did. But I never really accepted him as a father because inside of me I yearned for my real father. I wanted even though my stepfather was very nice to me, he took care of me when I was up there in Indiana, as he did his children. But inside of me, I never accepted him as my father. Without even understanding what was happening to me, I was yearning for my real father.
I had the same experience, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I loved him more than I thought I could love anybody.
Right.
Except my real father.
Yeah. Every human being on this earth, there's not one. The void that's in them that cannot be fulfilled with anything, money, people, places, or thing, or anything, except a return to the father. When they return to the father, then that emptiness would disappear. But unless they do that, whether the father, even if they're raised by their fathers and mother together, right? If they have that anger, are they still going to be yearning for the father because the anger has caused them to turn away from the father. And that's what is missing. That's what salvation is all about, a return to the father.
I loved him so much, the stepfather. I loved him so much, but he could never do enough to get to my. You know, if any chance I got, I would tell him, "You're not my real father."
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally understand.
I loved him so much because he tried as best as he could, and there's nothing he could do to get through. There's nothing he could do to love me enough. I would never accept him.
Yeah. This is why, another reason, not the only reason, but the why that when divorces happen, or you make babies out of wedlock, the woman should not put another man in that home with the children, or the man should not put another woman in that home with the children. Don't bring another woman between he and his children, and the woman should not bring another man between she and the children, because all it will do is create animosity. Yeah, absolutely.
Jesse, I read your book and I felt it. So it's exactly what happened to me. I loved my stepfather. So my stepfather is in the Hall of Fame for softball in Washington. This man could hit a home run just about every time. Big man, right?
Yeah.
Masculine man. Hit the home run, and he made my real father look like a little weakling, right?
Yeah.
I love my stepfather. We go to the softball games. He hit that home run every time, man. He's got 10,000 home runs. He's in the Hall of Fame, right?
And have you forgiven your father and your mother?
Yeah, I did, Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Right on.
Yeah, I did. What I'm talking about, though, is what I want to call you about was that the thing about it is that when my stepfather died, what I realized, what I wanted to, when the stepfather dies, you lose all that family. Because those people don't want to talk to you ever again because they're not your blood.
That's a good point, right?
That's the hardest point, why you don't want to get involved in stepfather and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because in these involved halfway marriages, when you love your stepfather so much and then he dies and those people are never going to talk to you.
I've never thought about that, but that is so true. That when you have a stepfather or stepmother, the father or the mother side of the family pretend they love you, they act like you family, and blah blah blah. And you grow up thinking that they really do love you, but they don't. And when if the father die or the mother die, those people scatter. They go their way and they act as though you never existed. That is such a good point. Because people are pretenders. They're actors and actresses on a stage. There's nothing real about human beings. They're just pretenders. It's easy to live a showcase personality. And so it's just a showcase personality because human nature is evil and it has no love. So that's why that happens.
Jesse, I got all these pictures of me hanging off the biceps of all the men that I thought were my uncles. They're just my fake uncles.
Yeah.
They're fake because they're my stepfather's friends.
Yeah.
Once my stepfather dies, they're not gonna let me go hang out with them. They're like, what are you doing over here?
That's right, man. Amazing point. Thank you, Adam. What amazing point. It's all fake. Human beings are evil. Pure evil. Pure evil. Everyone you look at, except for those whose heart has changed from anger to love, are pure evil. You're dealing with human nature, and human nature is evil. The hate news right now. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, November 14th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the rest of the Super Chats, hopefully, and more great stories. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Israel has expanded their military ground operation in Lebanon. I think there was some fake news going around that Bibi was going to do a ceasefire out of a good gesture for Trump. I don't know if that's true. The country's defense minister said that Wednesday they're expanding operations, adding that Israel will not agree to any ceasefires. Wow. This comes as Hezbollah has maintained a daily barrage of rockets against parts of northern Israel and continues to launch drones against Israeli cities. Wow. Separately, the far-left, communist, extremist, off-the-deep-end, ridiculous Human Rights Watch has accused Israel of mass displacement in Gaza, which is unquestionably true, as if that's such a bad thing, right? Amounting to a war crime, according to them. Oh, Lord, a liberal word. A new report published by the U.S.-based advocacy group Far-Left Extremists, Human Rights Watch, very pro-gay, by the way, details more than 13 months of widespread destruction in Gaza that, according to the far-left extremist anti-American UN, United Nations, get out of there, has seen displacement of about 1.9 million Palestinians. We wish those Palestinians well. More than 90% of the territory's population. It's a mess. Hamas is embedded, huh? That's what I hear. And Brazil explosions. Did you hear about this? I hadn't heard about it. A man, he ended up killing himself, purposely or unpurposely, I don't know, while detonating explosives after trying to enter Brazil's Supreme Court, so-called Supreme Court. Authorities said that on Wednesday. It was an attack on the political heart of the country that prompted the evacuation of court staff and legislators in the capital, Brasilia. The Three Powers Plaza, home to all three branches of Brazil's government, was blocked off on Wednesday evening after two explosions were detonated. Police have launched a sweep of the area and are investigating the incident as a so-called suicide attack. Wow. There are no other suspects potentially involved, at least that they know of, I guess. No civilians were injured, officials said. Wow. The incident comes just days before Brazil prepares to host so-called global leaders, oh, ball earth propaganda, for the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. Cool. Mike Tyson is returning to professional boxing 19 years after his last bout. Wow, he was 39 last time. He's 58 years old now. Roughly 39. Mike Tyson will return to the ring this Friday to face off against 27-year-old white man, my hero, YouTube boxer Jake Paul. Don't hurt him, Jake. Don't hurt him. Medical experts say that the fight comes with potential neurological risks for the former heavyweight champion and everybody's beloved Mike Tyson. We wish him well. And we wish Jake Paul soft hands. Soft hands, please. What a mess. It's terrible. Spirit Airlines is their shares are plunging on bankruptcy speculation. Spirit Airlines shares plunged more than 50% in early trading yesterday, following a report that they are preparing to file bankruptcy. There's always fights. There's too much riffraff allowed on Spirit Airlines. We need American Anchor Baby to come in and save the day or buy them. Speaking of buying, I heard that The Onion is buying InfoWars. The Onion really fell off, so they're probably going to make InfoWars lame. Kind of like when Microsoft bought Skype and turned Skype lame. What a mess. I don't have high hopes for that situation. But one nice thing, President Joe Biden, our second greatest president, he told Trump, welcome back, our greatest president. Very cool. Isn't that nice? We'll see. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, why do you pay attention to yourself? Why do you pay attention to yourself? Why? You can listen if you're busy running around doing whatever it is that you're doing. If you're busy running around doing whatever you're doing, no matter where you are, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white, and everybody and they mama if you're black. We're heard around the world. And then for the flat earthers, we're heard up and down the world. Up and down the world. And for the round earthers, we're heard around the world, right? You can listen to the show on your iPhone. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. And what's so beautiful about Thursday? We love the Bible Thumpers here on Thursdays. We love them every day, but we set aside, and we take all calls, but we set aside Thursday for Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look!
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shama nama 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 nama.
Shama nama nama shika nama shama.
They have no idea what he's doing. Yes. I thought white people couldn't dance. What? No. I want to, before I go back to the calls, I want to, if you don't mind, give me some feedback on this. I want to know what you think about this. Really, pay attention, if you don't mind. And I really want to know, what do you think about it? A man describes his experience in heaven and hell. So apparently he died, I guess. And he went to heaven and hell. Now, I don't know if he went on Sprint Airline or TWA or Spirit. It sounds like he might have been on Spirit Airline. But CBN, Joshua Miles shares his harrowing experience of visiting hell and heaven during a near-death experience. This is the first soundbite from CBN News. you describe a torment in hell?
Josh, how would you describe the torment that you felt there? You said it was extremely hot, but that you didn't get burned. And you said it was sort of like losing your mind.
Yes, I think people misconstrued the statement of supernatural. I think they think that's only a heavenly or God. I mean, everything in that world, in the spiritual world, is supernatural. It's just you have good and evil. So even in hell, it's supernatural because it's meant to dwell with demons and things of spiritual level of that. So what I think people will think that supernatural only exists in heaven, but it also exists in hell. So because it's so hot, and we're talking like thousands of degrees hot, and there's so much torment, your body is not burned. Your skin is not burned. It's not getting eaten by heat or anything like that. It's just you feel so much heat and so much torment, but yet your body itself is not experiencing any effect of that. And I think that's a very, very difficult thing, especially for the torment you have, because you're feeling so much pain and regret and paranoia and all of these different emotions at one time. I tell people, you know, you imagine your worst day you could ever have. And it's multiplied tenfold, thousandfold when you're in hell. It's a place that I really, you should be scared of it.
Interesting. He talked about the torment and that it affects your spirit. I don't know if he used the word spirit, but not your body. Isn't that amazing? What do you think about that? So he was describing his experience in hell. He claimed, Mao claimed hell smelled terrible and was most, and must, and we must choose God. Watch this from CBN.
Hell smelled terrible from the fact that it's a pungent odor that is, it's, I can't even really describe how bad it smells. And then you combine that with the heat. That is, I mean, you know, if you go into your car and it's 100 degrees in the day, you open the door, sometimes if you sit in it, it can be a little difficult to breathe. But that's only 100 to 120 degrees. You're talking about thousands of degrees. That makes it extremely hard to breathe on that fact alone, because hell is literally meant for torture.
Wow.
You know, people think that God sent people to hell. We choose our own. God gave us a will for a reason. We choose our own path of life. And if you choose him, that's where you end up. If you choose another way, then the hell's where you end up. It's not like God is like, hey, people go to hell. He wants us to go to heaven. He wants us to live in him. He wants us to be his bride. But we have to choose him.
Interesting. And last but not least, he describes his experience in heaven. This is from CBN as well.
Now, Josh, I understand you said you also went to heaven. What was that experience like?
It was the most blissful thing you could honestly ever think of. Anything you can imagine here, accomplish every goal you can, do everything you can, have children, everything that's positive on this earth, you put it all in one day, and it's still nothing compared to heaven. It's a blissful state. It feels amazing. You're not hot, you're not cold, there's no winds. Everything is just super calm, super blissful. Everything in you is satisfied. The presence of God is so strong. It makes you so humble and so obedient that you just really just want to listen to what he wants you to do. That's all you want to do is just be obedient because his presence is so strong. I mean, his presence is strong here. You know, we pray, we lay hands on people, but to be around the source of that, that close in proximity, is a feeling that is so hard to put into words.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The one thing I want to tell you about that is that anyone, I don't care who you are, what your little title is, or how many degrees you have or don't have, and your title in life, or not that mess, or what color you are, male or female, anyone that has anger is experiencing hell right on earth in your body. Hell is in you. It's in you. You have anger, torment. You have worry, torment. You have doubt, torment. You get lonely, torment. You have fear, torment. You have suicidal thoughts, torment. I mentioned loneliness, whatever you're having, right? You're afraid of death, torment. You're afraid to live. Torment. You're living in hell right here in your body. Right here on hell, on earth. And when you drop your body in that condition, you're stuck. No way out. Right? But when you forgive, because when you forgive, you stop playing God. And all of those things, those torment will disappear. Those demons will have to leave you. Because now you're in heaven, right here on earth, because heaven is in you. It's above as well, but it's in you. And you can have, as he described, perfect peace right here on earth. Most people do not even know or argue with you or believe that the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, in you. You can choose heaven by seeing that you're in hell, by admitting that you're evil. You're evil, and you're in hell. And people in hell love dragging other people down into hell because they get a thrill from that. That's their job, because Satan is their boss, and he caused them to drag other people right in hell with him. Unless you can see what's going on. His right here is in you. You're not your body. Hell lives in you, or heaven lives in you. It's up to you. You are tormented right here. If you're shy, you're in hell. If you're worried about being broke or rich, or where you live or don't live, or compare yourself to others, you're in hell. If you want to be like, or if you think being successful is a goal, you're in hell. If you think marriage, men and women think getting married will solve the problem, you're in hell. Or having children will solve the problem, you're in hell. You're being tormented. That's why it doesn't work. It doesn't change anything. If anything, it makes it worse. It's interesting to hear him say that. All angry people are murderers. They're in hell, and they are pure evil. Human beings are evil. Amazing. 888-775. What did you all think about that? 888-775-3773. There is a premiere happening today at 2:40 p.m. Pacific time. 2:40 p.m. Pacific time, and just before the American Anchor Baby show, JLP on God's Learning Channel from 2006, Islam, Jesse Jackson. I talked about Islam and Jesse Jackson lawsuit. Filed a lawsuit with just Jesse Jackson. We talk about the outcome of that. This is from Light of the Southwest with Al and Tommy Cooper. Amazing people. Amazing people. So check that premiere out today at 6:40 p.m. 2:40 p.m., not 6. 2:40 p.m. on JLP YouTube channel. Right, Jay? Right? It's on the YouTube channel? Okay, JLP, Jesse Peters. All right, let me go to Tawana. Tawana, first time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Tawana, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tawana.
How are you today?
Amazing.
Good. Jesse, I just want to let you know we really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
We just found you probably about 2 months ago, and we love your thought process, my husband and I. And I just have a question for you, because I know this is Bible Thumper Thursday. And
Bible Thumper Thursday.
What the?
What the?
And yes, we also, I'm an Alabama girl too, so we have that in common.
Sweet home Alabama.
Absolutely.
What part of Alabama are you from?
I call it L.A., Lower Alabama.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah, so what I was wanting to ask you, what's your thoughts on paying the tithes in church as well as like to nonprofit organizations? I know scripture do tell us to be cheerful givers and bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in our house. But what is considered the storehouse? Is it the church, or what's your thoughts on that?
You should definitely give. There's a spiritual rule that if you give, you give back, and you get back. And that is so true, right? But you should do it secretly. Don't boast about it. And do it without expecting anything. Have no expectation. And you should give what you can afford to give. Make sure you pay your rent, your house note, buy your groceries, and, you know, take care of you and your family. And then you give, and it will come back to you double fold.
Okay, that's good news. That's exactly what I was thinking, but I just, you know, I love to hear what you have to say because we think a lot alike. And sometimes, you know, I'm like, okay, wow, I found somebody to think very similar to me. So, hey, I really enjoy your show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on?
All is well, Rick. Thanks for calling.
Man, all is well. Man, question for y'all real quick. What do you think about, you think Trump should help on Kamala Harris' campaign?
I'm sorry?
Do you think Trump should help Kamala's campaign? They 20 million in the hole.
Oh, no. He was just playing. He's not going to give it. He's not going to. He was just
joking.
Oh,
yeah. I'm glad, man.
Yeah, he mentioned that on, he said something like, talking about how they had $1 billion and then now ended up in debt. And you're like, well, I'll help a pay. But he was just playing.
Oh, good, man. I'm like saying, oh, that money ain't collected. See, that shows right there how good a money manager is President Trump, if you would.
Oh, yeah. So. Trump is the Great White Hope is a real businessman. And that's why I believe we'll wait and see, but that's why I believe that he's going to do some amazing things in the next 4 years.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing, too, man. You know, I'm so glad he won, Jesse, man. I'm telling you. Hey, wait. Yeah, no. Question. Do y'all think, you know, like, did you see the visit with President Biden yesterday? I thought it was real peaceful than I thought it would be. What you think?
I have not seen Biden be that happy with such a big smile in years.
Yeah.
I thought it seemed like he had some type of dysfunction in his mind or something. I didn't know Biden was able to smile like that and be so happy. It looked like he was really... It looked like he was really, really glad to be there with Donald Trump. So I was glad to see that for him.
Yeah. I thought that was a little strange, the way they tried to destroy the man, but, you know. Huh.
But that's politics, Rick. Politicians are evil, and they are about themselves, and they want power. Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, love y'all. Be good.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's your Bible Thumper Thursday going today, Jesse? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. All is well.
And you have a great sense of humor, and I love that. I'm in heaven. And I was stunned when you played a video of Joel's future marriage.
And why?
And he didn't get it. He didn't get it.
Amazing. John, don't hang up. I'm getting an echo from your phone. Do not hang up. I'm going to let them figure that out, and I'll come back to you, all right? Do not hang up. Let me go quickly to Howard out of about his phone. Let me know so I can go back to him. Howard out of North Carolina. Howard, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. The great White Hope is in the office, but I called to ask you this, sir. And you have an excellent show, and thank you for having it. I see all these black mayors up in arms about deportations. Every economist that I've known, black economist, Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, all of these scholars have said illegal and legal immigration is detrimental to the black community. Period. But I see these mayors, first of all, they should have dealt with this sanctuary city stuff a long time ago when they started. You took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state that you live in and the Constitution of the United States. I have a passport, Mr. Peterson. And every time I leave the country, guess what I got to have to get back in?
Yeah.
I got to have a passport.
Absolutely.
I just can't waltz in and out, back and forth, whenever I feel like it. And the bottom line is these black mayors are all fighting to keep illegal immigrants in their cities that are costing their cities a fortune. Now they want the federal government to bail them out. I don't want my tax dollars going to that.
Well, these blacks that have been voted in by liberal whites and mostly blacks, they don't care about the people. The so-called black leadership have proven over and over again since the so-called civil rights movement that it's about themselves. They want power and wealth for themselves. They want money. And so they're just using the blacks to get money and power for themselves, so-called power. And now they want to use the Mexicans, the illegal aliens, so that they can stay in power. They want to stay mayor of the city. So that's why they don't care about the blacks at all.
Well, they're going to be the new guinea pigs, and they don't even see it coming because
I know
we've been here 500 years, and we were the number two minority in this country. We're now number three voting wise. But one other thing, sir, they had Chicago City Council or aldermen, whatever you want to call them, had brought up the proposal to vote on whether or not they wanted to be a sanctuary city. And they tabled it. They for some reason, to this day, they will not put that on the record. So the citizens of Chicago, just like the citizens of New York and Los Angeles and all these other sanctuary cities, should have a say in where their money goes.
Yeah.
They legalize marijuana. They put that on the ballot.
Yeah.
They legalize marijuana. So why can't they put on the ballot whether or not you want to be a sanctuary city? Because COVID, I don't know about you, but I got a $600 check. They're giving these people walking across the border thousands of dollars. Thousands.
I know, man. What a mess, huh? Well, hopefully we can, under the Trump administration, we can get some of this stuff cleaned up. But I don't know, because I don't know how true it is or not. I just kind of read it, and stuff I read sometimes I don't believe anymore. But I hear that the black mayor of L.A., is trying to make sure that Trump, either she want to create a sanctuary city in L.A. or that this administration, new administration, cannot deport the illegals from L.A. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I read a report about that.
Well, with one last question. Just think, if I refuse to pay taxes,
yeah,
would they give me that same protection?
No, you're out of here. They're going to take all your stuff.
But so why is an illegal more important than a citizen? Because you can't fund any of this without my money.
Because of the new
vote. That's the bottom line.
Because of new votes. That's why they want the illegals to vote without IDs. They want to do voting without IDs and all that. Because they want the illegals to vote for them. And they see that the black and the white numbers are going down. And the Mexicans' numbers are going up. So it's all about the vote, Howard. It's all about that.
Well, you know what they're not doing? They're not aborting their babies, because black women make up 6% of the population and account for 41% of the abortions.
Amazing stuff.
That's why they outnumber us to this day.
Yeah.
And according to statistics, by the year 2040, Asians will be number three. We will be number four.
Yep. Amazing. Thank you, man.
Thanks for taking my call, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Amazing. Don't forget, there's a premiere today at 2:40 p.m. Old church service. well, not like a church thing, but it was an interview on the Bond Network YouTube channel. All right? Amazing. Let me go to Hayden. Hayden out of Texas, I believe. What happened with John Carl? He gone? Oh, they're working on that. Okay. Oh, his phone messed up. Let me go to Hayden. Hayden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, buddy.
Hey, so I got two, maybe three questions for you. Number one, is it strange to you when people of color call you a racist?
No.
Is that strange to you?
No. Not at all.
Are you just used to it by now?
No, I understand human nature now. Human nature is evil, and they are doing it because they are unhappy. Their hearts are evil, they are unhappy, and they are trying to hurt me, that's all. Because evil love to hurt evil. I mean, to hurt others.
Yeah, it's a scare word today to be called a racist.
It's not a scare word. It meant to scare you, right about that, but it doesn't scare you if you don't have anger in your heart. If you're free from anger, you're free from fear. And angry people, their whole lives are dictated by fear. Fear controls them in everything that they do. And
correct.
That's another sign, and I'm saying it out loud because I want people to know that there's another way of knowing that you have anger. It's because you have fear, and fear dictate where you go, when you go, how to go, how long to stay. It dictate what you think, what you do. It has every control over you.
Correct. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Have you let go of your anger?
I try my best every day.
Have you let go of your anger?
Not completely, so that's a no.
Have you let go of your anger?
No.
And why not? Why don't you drop it?
I guess it's because I'm a human. It's human nature.
I don't understand that. What does being human have to do with your anger?
I mean, I try to drop my anger.
And why don't you?
It's hard for me to.
Why?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
And so what is it like living in fear?
Oh, I don't live in fear.
But you have fear.
Well, if you want to like tie it, I mean, I guess you could say in that way. But
do you have fear?
Absolutely not.
You have no fear?
Absolutely not.
But then why do you live with fear if you don't have it?
Well, so are you saying anger is a symptom of fear?
Why do you live with fear if you don't have it?
I wouldn't say I live with anger 100%. I try to work on myself every day, but I wouldn't say I live in fear, though.
And when the fear comes, what do you do with it?
I can honestly say I don't live in fear.
So why don't you drop your anger then?
I guess it's just I've always been a very aggressive person.
That's because you have fear. Aggressive people have fear. That's why they're aggressive.
I guess you could say that.
No, I'm not. It's true.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, you would be aggressive if you didn't have fear.
That's true. I guess I'm overcompensating, aren't I?
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, more of your calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Li. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. I should have asked Joel, does he think that his wife would have stayed home and cooked and clean had he not paid her $100 to do it? Ooh, Joel, he'd be like. Anyway, welcome back. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. HAKEReport.com. The guy with the good hair at 9 o'clock Pacific time, 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, better known as Old Kansas, and don't mind paying his wife $100 to cook and clean. Amazing. I want y'all to call him and ask him if he think that his wife would agree to stay home and cook and clean had he not offered her the money. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. So call him today, the last day of the week for him, the show. And then at 2:40 p.m., a brand new episode, or not a brand new episode, but from 2006, right? Hey, 2006 episode of me on another show there at 2:40 p.m. on I was on God's Learning Channel. It was amazing discussion on so check it out on the Barn YouTube channel at 2:40 p.m. today. Odie but goodie. And then at 4 p.m., a lot going on today at 4 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. today. You don't want to miss it. He's going to respond to all this overreaction to Trump win and the way people are carrying on about it and blah, blah, blah. At 4 p.m., all right? Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Hayden out of Texas. Hayden, and so... Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm not.
And so you're not ready to drop your anger then?
I'm ready to. It's just difficult for me to, because I've always given everything I've got 100% effort. It's just who I am. It's in my DNA.
So you think you're your aggressiveness?
It definitely ties to anger, yes.
And so you love your misery. You don't want to change. That's why you're not working on yourself?
No, I do want to change, but it's difficult for me to completely drop my anger.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yes. You and I have talked about this before, yes.
Oh, okay. And you told her, right?
Yeah, correct. And my father, too.
How do you expect to drop your anger if you don't walk in the light, when you don't stay with the light? Is there another way to drop it?
I guess the best way to do it, I mean, so the silent prayer is just a prayer, correct? I don't have a lot of information on it. It's essentially prayer, right? The silent prayer?
How do you expect to drop your anger if you don't stay present with the light?
Right. I would say prayer is definitely the best way to do it. And I pray on a daily basis multiple times.
But that's not working.
It's not working, is it?
So why do you keep praying like that, knowing that you're only praying to the anger that you believe in?
So what should be the solution for me to completely drop it?
Why do you keep praying to the anger that you believe in and you see that it doesn't work?
I pray every day that I don't overreact to whatever comes my way, and that ties to anger.
But you're praying to Satan.
I'm praying to Satan.
Yeah. That's why you can't drop it. That's why you haven't dropped your anger. You're praying to the spirit of anger. You're praying to Satan.
Right. Yeah. Well, to be honest, it's not my number one prayer though.
I don't care if it's your number 203 prayer. You're still praying to evil, and that's why you can't drop your anger.
Right. So what worked for you to completely drop anger?
I just told you how to drop your anger.
The silent prayer?
I just told you, come to the light. Go to the light, and you can drop that. The problem is the anger, and the solution is the light.
I see. So just to see clearly is what you're saying?
Yep. But you're not going to see clearly until you come to go to the light.
Where's the light?
It's in you.
It's in me. So look within is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I gotcha. Yeah. I definitely focus on wanting to, you know, get better that every day.
But you don't, because you haven't done it. If you're not doing the silent prayer, you're not staying present, so you're not doing it. You're not focused on getting better. And you're worshiping the devil with prayer.
Right. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. It's definitely an inward thing.
But how do you know that?
Well, you just told me, didn't you?
Right, but do you believe me? Because I said you need to see it for yourself.
Well, I mean, I would take your advice if you have no anger, right?
Right, but you haven't taken my advice. We've talked about this before. You say.
No. You and I talked about me forgiving my father and mother, which I have.
And I've never mentioned to you that you should do the silent prayer.
I've heard about that. You not to me directly, but I've heard you mention the silent prayer. I haven't gone really in depth into it, but maybe I should if I need to.
So when we talked about your forgiving your parents, I didn't suggest that you do the silent prayer?
No, you did not.
And you haven't heard me tell everyone that they should do it?
Yeah, I've heard you tell people about it, but you didn't tell me directly when I talked to you.
And so you didn't think that would apply to you?
I just haven't looked into it, but maybe I should.
So you didn't think, when I tell people to be still and know God, to do the prayer, you didn't think that applied to you?
No, it did. But, I mean, at the time, I wasn't, so I talked to you probably, I don't know, 5 months ago. It's the last time I talked to you like this. And I didn't realize that I needed to fully drop my anger yet. So I guess I just didn't pay attention to it.
And why you did not? And then I'm going to have to run, but why didn't you realize you need to fully drop your anger? Because anyone that has anger is two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. They're evil.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Uh-huh. Did you know you were two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer?
I would say I'm definitely in the same realm.
Yeah, because you have anger, and human beings who has anger are evil.
Right.
So why you didn't think you need to drop the whole anger thing?
I didn't know at the time. I've been working on it the last couple months.
How?
I guess I've been praying to Satan. I've been praying to the ground.
You've been praying to your father, the devil.
That's right.
Amazing. Well, do what you want, but I recommend you do the silent prayer, or you can still do a little hoop and holler, see how far they get you.
All right,
buddy.
Well, I appreciate Jesse.
You're welcome. Call me again.
Thank you, man.
All right. Andrew is out of Minnesota. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
I just wanted to follow up with a previous caller, actually a couple callers. You were talking with a guy named Adam, and he was referencing a call from a previous show. And then you were talking with a kid named Ari, I think. And Ari's question was, if we are not our thoughts and they're just kind of passing through us, then why did God punish Adam and Eve for eating the fruit? That was like a previous caller.
No, he asked, why did God punish them for listening to their thoughts? And I didn't understand that question. I don't even know where that kind of thought come from, except for his imagination.
Okay. Yeah, because I reread Genesis, and it didn't really say, God didn't really punish them, but he just like removed them from the garden.
Yeah, but I don't know where he get that thing from about the thought concerning Adam and Eve. So I couldn't really dialogue with him because I didn't know what he was talking about.
Okay. Do you think that Adam and Eve were using their thoughts or thinking?
I've never thought about that. I don't even think about that.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, because, I mean, it does make sense to me that they would be using their thoughts to process, you know, because they repeated what God told them to the serpent. They said, well, we're not supposed to eat this.
But,
and then the serpent was like, well, if you eat this, you'll become like God, knowing good and evil.
But why would Adam listen to thoughts when he had no thoughts? He's communicating with God without thoughts.
You mean telepathically?
No. No, wordless thoughts.
Oh, he communicated without thoughts. Yeah.
He and God communicated without words.
Mm-hmm. So what does it mean then for Adam to name the animals then? if he could communicate with God with no thoughts, what's the point of naming animals?
I have no idea. It would be fun to do because the animals are put here for us to enjoy, to rule
They're
over.
Food for us to enjoy.
You got to realize, prior to the fall, Adam had the spirit of God. And in the spirit of God, you're not into thoughts and ideas and plans and things like that. So
I get what you're saying. I get it. Then there was another caller right after that. I think Adam was his name, I think, maybe. And you asked him if...
Is that the same Adam that you thought had thoughts?
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about Adam in the Garden of Eden. I'm talking about the caller right after that.
No, I'm just messing with
right
you.
Right after that guy, there was another guy on.
From Washington, I think.
I think his name was Adam, maybe. I don't know. He was referencing a previous call about a Christie or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, you asked him... you asked him if good and evil was inside.
Oh, he was talking about Jerome, I believe. I got a call yesterday. I believe it.
It was today. It was a caller today.
I'm black and slow. I don't remember all that stuff. But go ahead.
It's okay. Right. So you asked him if good and evil was inside of you. If those are things that are inside, both inside of you. Or, like, if that's something that, if good and evil exist inside of you.
Right.
At the same time.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Like, are good and evil, are those, obviously good and evil, they're relative to whatever, I guess, the environment you're in. But do you think good and evil are those things that are inside of you?
Well, evil has definitely made a home in the mind of human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was Jerome called. I'm being told Jerome called today about Stephanie's call yesterday.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Christine.
But then you would ask him. But Stephanie. You'd ask him about him.
Good, not Christine, but Stephanie. Right.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you would ask him about if good and evil was inside of you. But yeah, so you say that evil has made a home in your mind.
Yes.
Or in
it's in the heart too mind. Until you forgive.
Yeah. Mhm. So one thing that I've really appreciated is you've been helping me with just notice my thoughts, but just becoming the observer of my thoughts.
Yes.
And I think that the only thing that truly exists is light or consciousness. And
well, no, evil exists. There is an evil.
You think
there
evil
is
does
a devil, exist? There is evil. I'm sorry?
You think that evil is is an objective entity?
I don't know what that means.
Objective
I'm
black.
What does that mean? Is objective entity.
Objective meaning not subjective. Meaning like...
What objective means?
Means real.
What?
Means real.
Yeah, evil is real.
Okay.
Human beings are evil and that's real. Look how they treat one another.
So,
okay, have you noticed how evil human beings treat each other?
Yeah, but do you think that
have you noticed that that's real? Look at
the
suffering.
Look
at the suffering that the government bring upon the people. Look at the suffering that family members bring upon one another.
Of course.
Look at the suffering that friends and husband, wives, and mothers bring on their children. You don't think that's real?
Well, it's real in the experience of this body.
What do I mean?
Meaning you're experiencing evil in your body.
I don't know what that means. You live in evil. You're one with evil.
But you're not your body.
Right.
You're the consciousness and you're the observer in the body. The spirit in the body.
Yes. Right.
So your body is the vessel in which you experience evil in this world.
I don't know what point you're trying to make.
I'm saying that
I'm telling
evil,
you, are you saying that evil exists or it doesn't?
It exists.
And is it real?
Realm.
Is it real?
It exists. It exists in this realm. It's an aspect of this realm. It's an aspect or it's part of this realm, meaning like when you come into this body, when the spirit comes into the body and you're living in this body, you're not the body, but you're living through it, in it, kind of like it's like a shoe you wear, like it's like a shirt you put on, it's like a skin,
because
you know, like
of,
a shoe you wear.
Because of time, go right to your point. Are you saying evil is real or is not real?
Not at the highest level. Not at the highest level.
Are you saying evil is real or is not real?
It's not real at the highest level because God is the highest level of consciousness.
Are you saying, because I'm black and slow and the time, I'm looking at the clock here. Are you saying evil is real or is not real?
It's real in this realm.
And what do you mean by in this realm?
In the physical experience of our bodies and the earth.
Do me a favor. Will you call me? I don't quite know what you're saying, and I want to understand, but I'm looking at the clock. And
I know.
Are you able to call me tomorrow?
Or
whenever you can.
The
next time you call, I don't quite know what point you're trying to make. Can you call me back at another time?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Thank you to Being Enlightened Till I Rise for your five coffees and biblical question answer. That was nice.
Thank you.
That's where we left off.
Did I respond?
We read it during the break.
We
read it right before the break.
Okay. Thank you.
Popcorn's Thump Cake bought a coffee. Therefore, God has, this is a Bible quote, I believe, highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesse, my question is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord?
Let's not let that lady. What the?
Are you going to stop listening?
No.
I think she may still listen, though. She seems like a sweet lady.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's the answer?
What do you want to know?
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord?
I don't know what that means. Call me. I don't know what you mean by that question.
Thank you, Popcorn's Thump Cake.
Yeah, call me Popcorn's Thump Cake. I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm about to make you cuss when I call Kelly sweet. Sweet Kelly from Oregon.
Where do you get the idea from that she's sweet?
Maybe one of your other callers called somebody other else sweet.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Someone bought three coffees. Hello, team. I don't really get into this because I don't know nothing. If the earth is flat, how does the sun rise up in the east, yet it sets in the west? What's really moving?
I rest my case. And why do we need gravity if the earth is flat? Because our bodies are kept solid by gravity, right? Otherwise, we'd be floating around.
Right.
Uh-huh. We wouldn't be floating up and down the earth. We'd be floating around the earth.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chen says, tell Jesse he is misusing thought as a synonym for intent, also known as desire. Now I see why he thinks thoughts come before emotions. He means intent or impulse or impulses in mouth breather talk. Yes, Jesse, intent comes first, forming emotion, and then later thought.
That made no sense. It
makes sense to me.
How is that?
Because it's a vicious circle.
And where did your intent ideas come from?
Satan.
And where did Satan ideas come from? The thoughts come first.
The evil inclination of the heart.
So what Lin Chin Chin saying?
Because he has a running dispute with you that emotions lead to thoughts, not the other way around.
That's not true. You cannot have emotion unless you have thoughts first. Try to have an emotion without a thought.
But emotions prompt more thoughts, do they not?
Right, because you're overreacting.
See?
But then the emotions prompt the thought. You get a thought, you overreact, and then you got another thought, you overreact more, and then you got another thought, and you're overreacting. You're still overreacting to thoughts and not to emotion.
Isn't it based on the inclination of the heart?
What do you mean?
If you're inclined towards evil, you're going to get the evil thoughts and emotions. If you're inclined towards good, you're not going to be bothered with the thoughts and emotions.
What does that mean, inclined toward it?
I don't know. It's in the Bible.
But when you are of good and overcome evil, which are the thought, you're not going to be emotional at all.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you, though, Lin Chen Chen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Scotty Ben 1000, or is it Bean, bought a coffee. Is it possible Joelle and I can get a two-hour show instead of just 1 hour?
Who is I?
Scotty Ben 1000. We only talk for a few minutes and then we have to rush all the calls because we're running out of time. What the?
Oh, does he call home with Joelle?
Thanks, boss. It makes it sound like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I didn't know Joelle had a co-host.
Only Hake has co-hosts.
But thank you. I'll look into that. I'll talk to Joelle. Thank you.
Sion says, Jesse, Honky Cracker Hank doesn't understand, Lord. You've been picking cotton with those hands, the ashy, dry hands.
Yeah.
He never been in the plantation. Maybe he was overseeing y'all working hard. What do you call them? The overseers, I think. He just stay white and live. brown fist emoji.
That's right. Thank you, Sion. And thanks for correcting hate. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Joe PR, Three Coffees, biblical question.
Why do you pay attention to yourself?
I pay attention to myself to stay present. I have realized they are definitely not my own and that I need to keep watch for any unsolicited thoughts, since they always try to sneak some reason to be angry or sad or whatever. Gracias, Jesse, from Puerto Rico. Viva Trump.
Gracias. Amazing. I've gone to Puerto Rico before. I had a fun time over there. It was nice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My family went to Costa Rica. I didn't go.
Why not? Didn't you like
I was it? Busy.
Oh. I remember you used to travel a lot.
Yeah.
Overseas.
And then my friends dumped me.
Yeah, you lost all your friends.
And then my cousins moved back here. Sick Off Society. Well, I don't know. Yeah, Sick Off Society bought a coffee. Jesse's been asking, who are you? This magnificent song here has the perfect answer. I am part of the greater whole, just a piece in the puzzle of Zion, trying to find just where I belong. And he says something. And he says, thank you and thanks, hands emoji. Thank you, Sick Off Society.
Thank you. Amazing. I am so out of time.
We'll read the rest tomorrow,
yeah,
hopefully.
Thank you all. I was trying to rush, but there's not that much rushing in the world. Everybody's rushing. What's up, baby Jessica's daddy? It's up to you, but get on that straight and narrow. Forgive your mother and your father. Your mother and your father, not just your father, but your mother too. God will forgive you. Stay on that path. Don't let anyone or anything throw you off. If they don't want to do it anymore, fine. If they get angry, fine. You stay there. All right? And do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then enjoy on Friday after Hake. And then the 2:40 special premiere today, 2:40 p.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Eric, first time call out of California. Ashley, out of California. Miguel, first time call out of Florida. Amon, a first time call out of Arkansas, better known as Arkansas. I'll be back tomorrow, open line Friday. If you can, guys and ladies, call me tomorrow. Have a good day. The Hake Report is coming now. Take care. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America. from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.